In Fiji, a village built for some of the country's poorest people has emerged unscathed from Cyclone Winston. The houses were designed and built by an Australian man with cyclones specifically in mind. They're cheap, easy to build, and provide a potential model for the massive rebuilding effort that will now be needed. Our Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox filed this report from Coropita.
In Coropita, or Peter's Village, residents are cleaning up after Cyclone Winston. But it's not a massive effort as seen elsewhere in the country. Instead, a handful of men are repairing a small section of a collapsed retaining wall. Of the 230 houses here, none of them sustained any significant damage at all. Peter Drysdale, the man who designed them, explains why.
Have a look at this connecting roof. We use about 14 coils of steel strapping in every house, and we use about 58 kilograms of nails.
Mr. Drysdale built Coropita for people who'd been living in squatter settlements. He designed the small, simple houses to be tough after decades spent rebuilding cyclone-damaged homes in rural parts of Fiji.
All the way from the pile, the stump, there's no weak connection all the way through to the top of the roof. There is 1,400 roofing and wall screws that go into one house. Not roofing nails, screws.
There are a few houses neighbouring Coropita, and all of them have been badly damaged. But there's barely a scratch on the houses inside the community. Marione Lemba lives in one of the houses in Coropita with her husband and four children.
You know, the strong wind that came, I thought the house would be blown away and my children was just around me and I don't know what to do. But luckily, nothing happened.
Ashika Kumar lives on the other side of Coropita with her six children.
It's very scary, but it's easy for us to stay inside the house because nothing damaged, nothing happened inside the house to our children. So we are very lucky. And we also thank Mr. Peter to give us a good house.
In the wake of Cyclone Winston, the Fiji government has called for tenders to rebuild damaged homes in rural areas. Mr. Drysdale says the houses in Coropita can be built in 5 days and cost just $13,000 each.
It's here for the replicating, if they want to. We don't have any sort of patent on this. We'd like to see them spring up all over the place.
Peter Drysdale speaking there to Liam Cochrane in Fiji. Liam Fox, rather.